It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. So I was reading the news earlier today, and it was talking about how Mr. Beast, for those of you that don't know who Mr. Beast is, he's a YouTuber. He turned down $1 billion, right? So he was being interviewed for this podcast, not my podcast, but for another podcast. I think it's the Flagrant Podcast with Andrew Schultz. And they were just in conversation, and a question came up about, you know, has anyone ever offered him a ridiculous amount for his YouTube channel? And he didn't say any specific names, but he said, yeah, someone offered me $1 billion. Now, for those of you that don't know who Mr. Beast is, definitely go check him out on YouTube. But he is I think he's the number one paid YouTube content creator. And he has over 100 million subscribers, and he has multiple YouTube channels as well. And he just creates some ridiculous pieces of content that just are very sticky and that go viral. I remember doing some more research on him a few months ago, and I realized that he spends minimum $1.5 million per each YouTube video he produces. So think about it. He spends $1.5 million just to produce a YouTube video. This doesn't mean it's the greatest video or it's the best video that gets 1.5 million. It's every video that he puts out on YouTube gets allocated 1.5 million. Now, obviously, when he started this YouTube channel when he was like 12, 13 years old, he didn't have that type of money. So you only earn this type of money after years of growing your channel, partnerships, collaborating with people, getting paid not only through YouTube, but through the other brands that he also has created over time. Now, I think Mr. Beast is only 24 years old. He's either 24 or 25 years old. So since the time he started YouTube when he was 12 years old, you double that amount of time. So in 12 years, he grew his YouTube channel, Mr. Beast, to over 100 million subscribers, and someone offered him $1 billion. Now, first of all, let's take a step back. How many of you have been doing the same thing for 12 years? Right. I could probably raise my hand because I've been running ads and learning ads and this ads and running an agency and starting online courses, all this stuff around paid social, Facebook ads, YouTube, etc. For the last 12 years. Now, when you do the same thing for 12 years, you get really, really skilled at that thing. and you know it inside and out better than anyone else knows it. And you could also use it to your advantage to grow in ways that no one else could grow. And you could grow a lot quicker than everyone else can. And I resonate with this specifically because I remember when I was starting my business, I went from an agency helping other online course creators, people with physical products, brick and mortar stores, grow their business. But then when it was my turn to grow my own business, I could do what they could do in a year. I could do that and get the same results in 3 months, right? What they could do in 12 months in terms of sales, if they could make a million in 12 months, I could do it in 3 months because I was really, really good at that thing that I spent the last 12 years learning. That this is just fact, right? If you're doing something for so long, you get really good at it. And this is what he did. Again, he goes by the name Mr. Beast on YouTube, Mr. Beast, B-E-A-S-T. I actually don't know what his real name is, but it's not Mr. Beast. And he's a content creator. He's on YouTube. He has over 100 million subscribers. Each video that he creates now, from the time he started when he was 12 years old to now, where he's 24, 25, he puts about 1.5 million per video that he creates. So someone offered him a $1 billion for his YouTube channel. And his YouTube channel, he has over 100 million subscribers. And this is just one channel. He has multiple channels. So they offered him the billion for his YouTube channel and his multiple businesses that he has. Now, he also owns a burger chain. He also owns, like, you know, a cookie chain. He owns a lot of different chains, and everything that he ever starts ends up doing extremely well because he has such a large community that he could tap into, and he's always sold out. No matter what product he creates, physical, digital products, he either goes viral and he sells out. Doesn't matter. So my question to you is, how much do you think all of this is worth? His entire portfolio of entities that he started. And if you were in his shoes, would you sell your company for $1 billion? Someone offered you $1 billion. Would you sell if you were in his shoes? You had hundreds of millions of subscribers. Every product that you start turns into gold, ends up going viral, always sells out. You have a big community. Would you sell this for $1 billion if you got offered? That's the question. That's the question. And someone mentioned, you know, if someone's offering you $1 billion, you have to sit back and say, well, how much is it actually worth, right? If someone's offering you $1 billion, you have to sit back and say, will someone offer me two? Will someone offer me three, et cetera? And in this podcast that he was being interviewed on, he said, you know, I think my entire portfolio is worth about $10 billion. I don't think it's $1 billion. I think it's worth $10 billion. And in another interview I found of his, he was talking about how he wants to be the first content creator that hits $100 billion. Think about it. He wants to be the first content creator that hits $100 billion. And so he's not looking to sell anytime soon. Now, this may change. Maybe he gets to 30. Again, he's only 24 years old. Maybe in 6 years from now, he's 30 and he's like, you know what? I don't want to do YouTube anymore. Let me just sell for $10 billion, or let me just sell for $15 billion. But what's fascinating is how content creators right now are just getting paid, right? Content is becoming more important currently than anything because of the way consumption is. The way that people are consuming content is making content even more relevant no matter what you're doing. And another great question to ask is, you know, how would his community feel by selling? They follow him and he's the brand, right? And that's a great question. A lot of people, when they sell, people think they sell out, right? When they sell, people think they sell out. People like, hey, they sold out, right? And a prime example I could think of is a brand that I'm familiar with, Honey Pot, right? The Honey Pot. And there were news people saying that they sold. So people say, oh, they sold out. And they actually never sold. But again, sometimes you develop such a strong affinity to the brand that you could think they sold out. But when someone's throwing $1 billion at you, when someone's throwing $10 billion at you, You know, and you did everything you could. You spent the last 12 years, 20 years doing the same thing over and over. Look, I can't hold that against somebody if they decide that they're going to sell at that point. I can't hold that against someone. I can't lie. If someone offered me $1 billion right now and say, hey, Abu, you built the Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator. I'll offer you $1 billion right now. I probably would sell. I probably would sell, you know. And I think what I would do is I would sell in a way that the people who are in my community would get a percent, right? They get, you know, some money allocated to their pockets as well. But again, this is really fascinating. The story of Mr. Beast. I have my Google alerts that always send me the news of what's actually happening in the content world, marketing world, et cetera, acquisition. And this just came across, right? He was talking about how someone offered him $1 billion to purchase all his entities, his YouTube channels has over 100 million subscribers, his burger business, every entity that he has, he would hand that over and he would essentially be starting back at zero. And he couldn't use the name Mr. Beast anymore. When you sell like that, you're not using your own name anymore. And so it's a really, really great question. Rich sold Shea Moisture and then poured that money back in entrepreneurs. That is a great point. XO Nicole. Hello, Nicole. That's a really great point. And I think that sometimes, and I remember when Shea Moisture sold, everyone called Rich a sellout, right? Everyone said, oh, they're a sellout. But he had a larger vision in play. And when he got that capital, he was able to do even more with that capital, right? He was able to do even more and invest in, you know, black women and black and brown founders and entrepreneurs and create spaces for them and, you know, buy spaces for them and et cetera, and accelerate other brands and make the road a lot easier for them on their way up. And so that is absolutely true. And similar with, you know, Nicole, who sold XO Nicole. And she had, and if you follow Nicole and her story, she's an incredible founder, incredible entrepreneur. I got to spend time with her, and she is just resilient. That's the first word that comes to my mind when I think of her. So her and Mr. Beast have something in common is that they're both resilient people. They both have visions for themselves and for their businesses, and they won't stop until that vision is ironed out. And so this is very similar characteristics of a lot of visionaries. You think about Walt Disney. Mr. Beast gets compared to Walt Disney a lot. But what I'm saying all this is that there are people that have a large vision and they will execute that vision, and then they will put people in place to operate and run that vision for them as well. And so that's a really, really great point, Nicole. Nicole had to sell XO Nicole. Does that mean she's a sellout? Absolutely not, right? And I'm sure people may have felt that way. There may be, you know, some people that was with her day one when she started, you know, it. But again, you evolve as a person, right? You have to respect the business side of being in business, right? Of your favorite brands that you have and you build affinity towards, because now they could do more, right? Nicole sold that brand and now she's able to do more for the people that she wants to work with and collaborate with and et cetera. And so I think it's always hard to see the forest. I think what customers do when you build a community is that they could only see the tree. Right. They could only see the tree because the tree is what they knew. They knew the tree when it was a seed. They knew the tree as it was growing. So they could only see the tree. Whereas Nicole could see the forest. She said, yeah, this is a great tree, but I could plant a lot more seeds because there's a lot more space. There's a lot more room in this forest, even though no one else could see this forest. Right. And so, you know, that's a really, really great point. Again, I got to know Nicole, and one thing I tell you about her, she's resilient. Like, you can't tell her nothing because she is going to break the mold. She's going to break the ceiling, and she's going to do what she wants at the end of the day. But she's very, very skilled in what she does. Very, very skilled in what she does. Make sure you check out Nicole and her many brands, from brands that she started to the current brand that she is running right now. Again, for those of you tuning in, I had just wanted to talk about, you know, a bunch of things. One of the things was Mr. Beast. Again, he's a YouTuber. Most people don't actually know him, I feel. But if you literally go on YouTube, you'd be like, wait, maybe I've seen his content before. But he's the top earner of all of YouTube. He started when he was 12. He's 24 right now. He's built over 100 million subscribers. If you go to his YouTube channel, you could find his first video when he was 12. Like, if you scroll all the way back, you could find his first video he ever created when he was 12, trying to figure it all out. And he was not a great student. He tells you, he's like, not a great student, but he was just so resilient and wanting to be a YouTuber. And over the last 12 years, he got really, really good at that, where he is the number one earner on YouTube. So again, the question for you is, one, what is the thing that you spent the last 12 years doing? What skill set did you build from doing that same thing the last 12 years? Some of us can't even do things for 12 days. You know, I talked to a lot of entrepreneurs. They can't even do the same thing for 12 days. And so what are some of the things that you have been able to really build a mastery around? Because if you could build mastery, like my mentor always says, the money will come. Money comes after the mastery. Again, money comes after the mastery. And so that's really, really important to know and to understand that money comes after the mastery. So what are the things are you mastering currently in your business? And how are you getting better at it every day? Because 12 years from now, maybe someone will offer you $1 billion as well. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.